Hello and welcome to In-Depth PSA Program, airing on all Lotus radio stations as I speak. This is Ian Sorensen, your host, and my first of two guests today from Truckee Meadows Water Authority, Andy Gebhardt. He is the Director of Operations and Water Quality. How are you, Andy?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I know your voice so well from the commercials. I mean, what better voice to have talk about this issue than, I mean, it's you just kind of grab people and you don't let go, I think.
Yeah, well, I've been with Tumwa for a while, so.
All right on. So, let's kind of get your background. What's your line of work? How did you get involved with TMWA and the work you do there?
I started with a power company at the time. Power company, for those of you who don't know, had gas, water, and electric in our community until 2001.
Okay.
So I started with the power company in 1987, and
wow.
In 2001, I became Tumwa.
All right. There we go. So, yeah, you're the authority on such things, and we can get into it. I mean, summer's coming along. Water's being used a lot. I mean, it's being used a lot in general, but, I mean, we've had great snowfall in the past couple of years. So where are we sitting as far as water supply is concerned?
Oh, we're in great shape.
Yeah.
You know, this community is blessed, and it, you know, has happened a long time ago. People started thinking about how to, you know, storage and how best to prepare for dry years and wet years as they come along.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're in great shape upstream.
Oh, very cool. So we don't really have anything to worry about, at least in the immediate future?
No, not for the next few years. We get dry years and wet years. It's a cycle. It's been happening since before you and I were around.
Yeah, true.
And it'll happen long after we're gone. You know,
yeah.
It's just we're blessed that it's a very small river system. There's not a lot of users on the river. We have tremendous upstream storage. We have Lake Tahoe, which is, you know, beautiful storage reservoir in itself. It's not a storage reservoir, but that's where the majority of our water comes from.
Okay.
It filled 2 years in a row, which it hadn't done in 14 years, 17 years, something like that. So, you know, it's we're just in great shape. We're blessed.
Fantastic. So are there any other possible issues that might arise even with like a giant water supply that we're working with right now?
No, we just always, I mean, with that said, I mean, we're in great shape, but you want everybody to be smart about it.
Of course.
You want to be smart about your water usage. It doesn't do anybody any good to let it flow down the gutter. It doesn't do anybody any good to waste it.
Right.
So, but use what you need. If you want a nice, beautiful lawn and you can take care of it responsibly, by all means, use the water up. You know,
there
if you
go.
Want a smaller lawn or if you want a xeriscaped or efficient landscaping, by all means, do that too. That's just the message we've been trying to get out for many years is be smart about your use and use it responsibly.
Yeah.
And if you do that, this community is in great shape for many, many years to come.
And have you noticed a pattern of usage as far as are people becoming more responsible since you've been kind of putting the message out?
Yeah. This community is great. It truly is. It responds well. You know, a few years ago, we weren't sure. You know, we were just on the fourth year of a pretty serious drought. And,
right.
And while we felt confident, you know, we weren't completely sure what was going to happen, and we asked for a little extra conservation from the community, and they responded phenomenally. And so, you know, this community has an ethic, and we appreciate that, and we try to work with them.
Fantastic. So any tips and tricks as far as there's some common, I don't know, mishaps that people kind of fall into when it comes to water usage that maybe they could try to avoid?
Well, you know, when you're watering your lawn, you know, if you got a 6-inch screwdriver, stick that in the lawn. If it goes in really easily, you might be overwatering. If it goes in, if you got to really shove that screwdriver in it, you know, you might need a little bit more water.
Okay.
So you kind of take a look at your lawn as you're going. You know, be smart where you're planting. Take a look at your, your surrounding. You know, are you on a slope? If you're on a steep slope, it's probably not going to be easy to keep water on that. So you might think about a different landscaping option.
Okay. Cool. Well, I never knew about that screwdriver trick.
Yeah, that's just an idea, you know, and it helps, you know, and we'll have people that think, no, I really need to put more water in. We'll go, that screwdriver almost falls all the way through.
Yeah, you're like, prove that you don't.
You can slow down a little bit.
Exactly so. So let's get on the subject of the Truckee River. What's going on with the flow, or is it healthy right now? What's going on with the Truckee?
Yeah, no, it's really healthy. Lake Tahoe's still very full.
Yeah.
And that's where the majority of the water comes at this point in time. You know, the Federal Water Master gauges the flows on the Truckee River or actually monitors the flows and controls them. And we're in great shape. It's just flowing enough to, you know, if you're going floating on the river, You might have to work a couple spots, but for the most part, you're going to have a great time.
I've been noticing that a lot. I mean, yeah. I've been by, and as early as, you know, 8 a.m., you got people already just getting in there. And,
it's going to get hot.
If it's shallow, you're still going to keep moving.
Yep, you know? You're going to move.
Yeah, for sure. So, and I know, so we're sitting pretty right now, but we must have, I mean, ideas in place as far as if a drought comes along again, right?
We do. And actually, a couple of years ago, we really put out a lot. People may have heard TROA or the Truckee River Operating Agreement.
Right. That was going to be my next topic.
The Truckee River Operating Agreement, well, let me back up a little bit. The Ordish Decree started in 1917 to 1944, 24 years. And that really set the water rights on the river. That said, who gets what? Okay. And as I said before, we have a small river system. There's not a whole lot of users on the river, individual little ones, but nothing big.
Right.
So it set the allotment. When you get the water, when I get the water, when the community gets water, when Pyramid Lake may get the water. And so there's the water rights that are set on the river. Then in the mid-80s, they started the negotiated settlement, which turned into the Truckee River Operating Agreement. And that really said, okay, is what happened in the 40s, is that still applicable? Is that still...
Right, or is that going to keep pace with what, you know, a lot of changes in the past, you know, 80 years.
And so they started working on that, what came out of that was there's no more water rights on the river, you know, there never will be, but the allocation of them might be a little different now. And what came out of it for us, for the community, is that during dry years, we can store what we couldn't, in the past we couldn't.
Okay.
And during dry years now, we can store as much as we need to. So now, with that in mind, we've run different scenarios. We've run scenarios taking the worst drought on record, which was late 80s into the early 90s, and repeating it.
Right.
And then we've had the 4 years that we just had, the recent ones, in 11 through 14. And then we repeated that. We took the worst, driest year on record, repeated that. You know, we've run these different scenarios to see what would happen. And it turns out we have more storage at the end of 20 years from now, if it was completely dry, than we have now.
Wow.
You know, I can't overstress enough the importance of the Truckee River Operating Agreement to this community.
Yeah.
And how it helps us during dry years. During wet years, when we don't need the water, like right now, a lot more goes downstream and helps the downstream users. So it's kind of a share alike. Everybody gets to use the water. We all want to be good stewards of the river, and we want to help each other when we can. But then we also want to make sure we have it when we need it.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, that's very encouraging to hear.
Yeah, we put that up, and we also took in growth projections, and we've gone out 20, 30 years. And
wow.
And this community's in great shape.
Good. That's excellent to hear. All right. Well, as far as I'm sure to help with that, you infrastructure projects are... Are you constantly working with those?
We're working with those all the time, trying to find out, you know, where the growth is happening. You know, growth pays for growth in our community. Mm-hmm. And so we work with developers. Hey, you want to build out there? Okay, well, this is what it's going to cost because we're going to need X.
Yeah.
Or we look at, you know, it's an aging infrastructure. In the grand scheme of things, we're not a super old community. You know, we're not like some communities in the back east. But we're aging, and so we take a look at the pipes. Do we need to replace them? We work with the community, with the other agencies. So if sewer's ripping up a street, you know, City of Reno or City of Sparks are ripping up a street, and we look at that main, okay, is it pretty close to replacement? Because the last thing we want to do is have that street ripped up, new asphalt put over, and then 2 years from now we go rip it up again.
Exactly. That's just going to cost money and time. And
it costs everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we really work with the other agencies to ensure that we're as efficient as we can, you know, without spending money needlessly.
Yeah, precisely.
So, no, we're pretty proud of the fact that we've put a lot of money into this system to keep it going, and we're going to continue to do so. We live here too.
Exactly so. All right. Very cool. And any other issues you want to discuss? You want to get in people's heads about water usage, about the river, anything at all?
I just want, you know, I want everybody to remember to be smart about the water, mm-hmm. you know, and we have that, and that's our saying, smart about water. But it's true.
There's a reason why.
Yeah. You think about it, and, you know, it's a precious commodity, and you hear that all the time. But at the end of the day, you know, we need it. We need it for our quality of life. We need it to survive. And we, as a community, long before I have been around, started to think about how best to frame this community, how best to set it up in the future. And I feel pretty privileged that they've done that, and we're carrying that forward. And if people are smart about their water usage and just take care, we'll have water to go. This community is going to be in great shape for many years to come.
Very good. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. And actually, before I let you go, where can people find out more about TMWA in case they need to have questions or what have you?
Then go to our website, TMWA.com. You can find a little bit about everything on there. Conservation tab will give you some tips on tree care, on, you know, your lawn care, little videos. It's a good site for you.
All right. Awesome. Andy Gephardt. He is the Director of Operations and Water Quality at Truckee Meadows Water Authority. Thanks a lot, bud.
Thank you.